Welcome to the Miami Tech Update, where we interview entrepreneurs of Miami, where Miami is booming in tech. What's happening? And our guest today is Ryan White. He's from Word of Mouth, where it's the easiest way to refer or request business referrals. Ryan, welcome to the Miami Tech Update.
Thank you, Santiago. It's a pleasure and an opportunity to be speaking with you today. I appreciate you taking me for this call. I would love to, you know, provide more information on our company, Word of Mouth, and what we're doing.
Yeah, so I met Ryan at a networking meeting called Refresh Miami, I think it was last year. And obviously, when you go to networking meetings, you start to exchange business cards. And, you know, there's some people that don't have that have business cards. Sometimes they exchange their phone numbers or they just say, hey, you know, text me, whatever. And Ryan has found an easier way. I mean, business cards, I don't think it's obsolete. But anyways, Ryan, tell us a little bit about Word of Mouth and why is it so vital?
Okay, great. Thank you. Yes. So, and I love the way you phrase that. Why is Word of Mouth vital, right?
It is.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah, we all know the benefit of word of mouth. I mean, word of mouth is about spreading opportunities and getting advice from trusted friends on businesses and services. So that's actually the objective of our company. So the business card aspect is just one of the ways in which we exchange information between contacts. So we wanted to make that process a lot simpler and easier. But the real purpose of word of mouth is the referrals. We wanted to create a way for it to make it easier for businesses and customers to make and request referrals. So the business card aspect is provided through the app to make it easier for you to see not only what your contacts do, but an easy way for you to access their information, request referrals, and refer their information to other people seeking their services. So the big idea is to create a service and make it easy for people to network and exchange referrals.
Now, can you tell us your aha moment? When did you, you know, decide to create this app?
Okay, great. And it's actually a great story because, I mean, it's funny, actually. I mean, I think I remember the founders of Instagram saying that, I mean, when you find your big idea, it seems like every idea that you ever previously had in some way connects to this. So, I mean, I have several stories on how I came across this idea. But, I mean, I think the most evident one was that for 10 years, I was in the insurance industry where I was working as an account executive for a firm called Verisk Analytics, where we did data and consulting for insurance companies. So after leaving the company, I mean, I was networking and a lot, providing consulting services. But I mean, the challenge was that for a lot of the people who referred me, they thought that I sold insurance, which wasn't the case, right? The main aha moment was one of my friends who was actually a connector. He realized the challenge that I was having. So he was like, okay, let me update your information in my contacts. So instead of just putting account executive or consulting for insurance purposes, we're going to change this up differently. We're going to put the industry that you're in. We're going to do the services that you provide and the people that you provide those services to. And I was like, okay, that's a very efficient way of doing it. And I think that was the aha moment as well, because I was like, okay, what if everyone classified their information that way? Well, it would make it a lot easier to know what the people in your contacts do. It would make it a lot easier for you to refer them, and it would make it a lot easier for you to request referrals regarding their industry. So that's actually where the idea started, and it developed from there.
Yeah, and it's something that, I mean, obviously that I go to business meetings a lot. I'm a business card fan. I mean, obviously people, now 20-year-olds that don't do that anymore. They'll just say, here's my phone number or just text me. Now, do you see this app geared more to younger people? Like what feedback have you gotten? Have you gotten some respect from like older crowds like me? Like what have you seen so far?
Well, it's both. I mean, it's actually been great, the response that I've got, because I mean, what I actually like about this project is that it appeals to all types, right? So for example, we actually gathered elements of different social networks. So in the case of older people, I mean, us millennials and up, I mean, and up to baby boomers, we still exchange business cards. A lot of people use LinkedIn. I mean, I don't know if you notice that at networking events as well, where a lot of people exchange LinkedIn information. We also found that a lot of people, in substitute of business cards and LinkedIn, are also using Instagram. I mean, that's actually one of the most popular for millennials down to Generation Z, where they're exchanging Instagram information. So the challenge is, of course, is that Instagram is not designed for business, but that's what a lot of people use because that's where they advertise their services, that's where they connect with people, and you know the benefit of having followers. So what we're actually doing, we don't expect that we're going to replace business cards, but we wanted to provide an alternative that is digital, that is more efficient than LinkedIn, more designed for business than Instagram, and actually increased awareness of the people networking of a way to have the information of their contacts readily available, have a clear idea as what they do and how they add value to their network. So I think a lot of people resonate with that, and are like, okay, great. Now I can know the people in my contacts who does this, what industry they're in, and for the and where they're located. So it makes it a lot easier. So I mean, I network a lot. I mean, we've met a lot at several events. I have probably over 500 business cards, Santiago, in my backpack right now. And I mean, for those business cards, I mean, it's great. But I mean, I'll probably never have time to enter all that information, and even when I do, they're all sorted according to different titles and industries, so it's not really organized. So I think that what word of mouth does that wasn't previously available is provide an organized way of managing your contacts, seeing what they do, exchanging information on one press
Yeah,
digitally.
it's interesting you say about Instagram, because before Instagram it was Twitter, and then you use like
Yes.
about.me, that became popular, and then of course LinkedIn. We've been talking about this off the air about like these past couple years. Like what trends have you seen, have been used but have not worked? We talked about like the QR codes, and we're now seeing that little chip that you they use, like the NFC. Tell me a little bit about what you've seen these past couple of years that, yeah.
Okay, great. So I mean, I think the most and normally they give away their age by telling me this, but normally when I talk to people who are familiar with previous digital formats, they'll talk about Bump, right? I don't know if you remember Bump.
Yeah.
Bump was one of the first
I thought
that
Bump
tried to
was
do
amazing,
digital, and
but didn't last.
it was, but I mean. Yeah, well, I mean, there were several challenges associated with Bump. I mean, first of all, it was Bluetooth enabled. So your phone had to have Bluetooth. You had to have the skills or knowledge on how to use Bluetooth to transfer the information. And I mean, so as you understand, I mean, technology is all about making the process easier. So while Bump was probably more efficient because you were you were transferring contacts directly, it wasn't easier than exchanging a business card. Only some people were able to do it. And in many cases, if people were technology, they weren't technology savvy, then they probably would have challenges. Okay, you know what? It's just a lot easier for me to give you my business card. We don't have to go through this awkward process, and it won't break the flow of the conversation. So I think that's one of the issues why Bump wasn't as successful. And I think I find that is actually the issue that has transferred for a lot of the other technological processes of transferring information. Because, I mean, if you look at what is currently available, so the next step after the bump was actually QR codes. And QR codes are pretty popular in Japan and other countries where it's all about technology and it's all about having the most updated way of transferring information available. But I mean, QR codes haven't caught on in America and the rest of the Western world as well. And I mean, for many reasons, one of which is that I mean, NFC tends to be QR codes tends to be a little bit challenging because, I mean, you have to access the camera, you have to scan. So as we've seen, I mean, Snapchat was actually one of the first to really publicize the QR code feature. But what they actually found is that people are using usernames. And the same for Instagram. I mean, Instagram started off with usernames. They later made QR codes available.
Also
the
Twitter.
Most popular way of adding. Yeah, also Twitter and LinkedIn. I mean, they all have QR codes. But I mean, if you're adding someone on LinkedIn right now, for most people that I found, and this is anecdotal, of course, for LinkedIn, it's definitely a lot more searched by names or contacts than it is by QR codes, and definitely for Instagram. I mean, I've had QR codes enabled on my Instagram, put it up, and no one ever uses that option.
I have not been asked.
That's the same for you as well.
I have not been asked for a QR code, and no one's asked me to show my QR code. So,
exactly. I mean, it just hasn't caught on in the U.S., and it's not an easy way. It's just, I mean, they have various reasons as to why it hasn't caught in America. I mean, maybe it's cultural, maybe it's because it seems geeky, or maybe it's just too difficult. But and I've seen challenges with it as well, because I mean, I've seen many cases where I've actually tried to use QR codes for LinkedIn, and it doesn't scan, the camera is not picking it up, and it actually changes the pace of the conversation. So what we want is a way for people to connect seamlessly that doesn't take away from the networking. So we don't want the networking to be about the way that you're exchanging information. We just want a way to connect.
Now,
so that's one of the things.
Also, besides the QR code, I've seen this lately, and then we spoke about this, of course. We talk a lot, but this is an interesting subject. The whole NFC thing, obviously, I thought it was pretty like cool. But then you were telling me this has been used before.
Oh yeah, NFC is the tech show, so many of you might already know what NFC means, but it's near field communication. So NFC is a great way of transmitting information as well. But I mean, what I have found, I mean, with other technologies that have tried to incorporate NFC, is it results in a lot of the similar issues that Bluetooth has. So NFC, I think one of the first cases of NFC card becoming available was around 2012, where one company was like, okay, we're going to create a card that is NFC. So the idea is you'll just have one card. You don't have to print 500 cards, but anyone who has an NFC phone enabled would be able to bring their device within contact of the NFC card, and they would be able to transfer their information. And I mean, it's a pretty nifty procedure. I mean, it's really cool. It's a conversation piece. But I think one of the challenges why it wasn't successful in the past, and the challenges why it might not be successful outside of people who are really into that stuff for now, is the same challenge. I mean, most people do not know what NFC is. They don't know if their phone has NFC enabled. It's also a feature that you have to turn on. So even in the case of I have a pretty tech headphones that have NFC communication, and most of the time I actually use the Bluetooth because I don't know how to access the NFC some of the times, and I don't like leaving it turned on because, I mean, with NFC, it's just like Bluetooth. If once you leave it turned on, anything that is on that frequency can pick up with it. So I think in terms of the idea, it's really cool, but I really don't see it becoming a standard way of transferring information that's going to replace the business card.
Yeah, which along the lines of that, it's Apple Pay, which is pretty much the same technology, NFC. Not many people use it. I mean, yeah. I talked to like store clerks and some cashiers, and they say like out of 10 people, 4 people use it, maybe even less.
Oh yeah, and I mean, I actually use Apple Pay, and I mean, I think that's one of the things that NFC technology does work well for, which is payment. But as you said, again, it's really going to be the people who are the most technically oriented that are going to be using those services, and it also involves incorporating a lot of other safety features, which might create issues as a way of exchanging information. So, for example, for Apple Pay, I use it at the supermarket a lot. And it requires not only do I hold the device close to the NFC reader, but I mean, for security purposes, it also requires face recognition. So if you don't have a phone that has those capabilities readily available, that's already a challenge. And, you know, people have, you know, issues regarding privacy. So, I mean, if you're going to use that as a way of transferring information at networking events, then you're going to find that, like Bluetooth, it's going to become a conversation in itself rather than just a way of exchanging information. So it's really cool if you're at a tech conference and you want to talk about the way that you exchange information. But for most people, they just want to exchange the information and move along, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that I
Yeah.
kind of think about. And like, you know, back to bump, it's kind of similar to NFC. I think bump back in the day,
Yeah.
you were only allowed to do it with Apple users. I don't think you could then in with the Android. So it wasn't
Yeah.
cross-platform either.
Oh yeah. I mean, we don't want to. I mean, for word of mouth, we don't want to make the catch for the service or the benefit of the service about the way that you exchange information. So, I mean, for example, we're using usernames and we're using email address and telephone numbers and our discovery option. But I mean, it's what we the ultimate objective is to get people to transfer information digitally. So whatever is the most easy and seamless process for you to do that, that's what we're going to integrate. So I mean, NFC is a feature we could add QR codes as well, but we just didn't think that those were the most likely options. And that's not, and it's not the way that we saw people exchanging information at networking events. So we wanted to, we saw most people using names, LinkedIn and email addresses or usernames. And we're like, okay, those are the options that we're going to roll out on. And then if we have requests for other integration options, then we'll do that. But I mean, as I said, it's really not just about the exchanging of the business card information, it's for the purpose. So we're making it easy to exchange information, to have your contacts. So if it's easy and it's efficient and it's streamlined, then you're more likely to do it. And then if there's a purpose to doing it as well, it's like, okay, why are we exchanging information? And it's for the purpose of knowing what you do in the case that I need to refer or request a referral to regarding your business.
As you know, we were talking about before, you know, there is some other competitors, not too many, as far as we, I
Yeah.
can tell. There has been some response from Silicon Valley investors and also Silicon Valley. You know what? You know, from your end, what, you know, is there a high interest from investors or from Silicon Valley, from your end?
Oh well, I mean, on both sides. So I mean, the funny thing about it is that I actually. So when you say interest from Silicon Valley, that's a curious question because I mean, when I first had the idea, which was in 2018, I wanted validation, right? So I went out to TechCrunch and I met with investors and I met with other people in the industry, and they all loved the idea. But of course, the issue is that I'm not the first to try to do this. So while they're all interested, they're like, yeah, because if you really look at it, Yelp was actually the same idea. The original idea for Yelp was for people to provide a service where they would be able to request and make referrals, and they realized that a lot of people are doing reviews more than that. Angie's List is the same idea as well. So, I mean, it's all about the execution, right? So they were like, okay, yeah, we love the idea. We think it works. We think it's needed, but we want to see how you can execute, whether you can make it successful. So I actually had a conversation with a venture capitalist who was so interested. I mean, he saw the t-shirt, he saw the name, he was like, oh, word of mouth, I like that. What's that about? And so we talked about it. We're like, yeah, I mean, I really love it, but you're gonna have to get people to download your app. And I was like, yes. So I mean, that's the biggest issue. I mean, it's a great. I mean, a lot of them, investors and people in the industry do think it's a great idea. They just want to see how we execute and how people use it.
Yeah, which a lot of
So,
investors, you know, like want to
yeah,
see something going on already. Like they want to see your user base. Do you
yeah,
have 100,000 users before I talk to you?
exactly, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, it's not one of those services that will get investment just on the idea alone. You really have to execute, and you really have to show where you're providing users that are engaged and getting value.
Now, of course, your app launched in March of this year. Obviously, it's been a couple months.
Yes.
Have you tweaked it since then? Like, what changes have you made, or
Oh
have you made some
yeah.
changes?
Exactly. So I mean, so the March launch was a soft launch. I mean, there was no big hurrah around it. I mean, we posted the launch on Instagram to our followers and on Facebook, and of course, I was at a lot of networking events. So based on that, I mean, it's been all word of mouth, no advertising. So we probably grew to about 2,000 users. But the most important part about that was actually getting feedback. So I mean, I got a lot of feedback from people at networking events. I got first-hand basis. I mean, for example, with you as well, at the refresh on how use it, how you log in, what the process is like, where you could see the benefit, the areas that you weren't getting the benefit. So I mean, I think the feedback from the launch was actually the most valuable part of the procedure. So right now we're gearing up for our next update, which would be version 1.5, and I think I'm really invested in this update because I mean I think this is where we're going to bring the most significant features that are going to provide value to people. So first of all, the digital business card. We're actually hoping to make a lot of traction in terms of the digital business card is because I think that it's actually going to be the easiest way, and I mean I'm saying this easiest way available digitally right now to send your information. Because I mean one of the challenges that people do have with the digital business card transactions, even with Zcard, I mean NFC is a little bit different because that uses VSS. But for all the other network and digital business cards, one of the key requirements of using their services was the other person needed to have the app right, or they needed to go to a website. So I spoke to our developers. I was like, okay, can we bypass that process? Can we just have them send the business card as a text or MMS message? It was like, yes, we can do that. So I was like, okay, that's what we want to do. I was like, yeah, but you want people to download the app. I was like, no, I want people to be transferring information digitally. And any way we can do that, that's what we want to do. So when they transfer the information, and when I send you a text and you have a full business card with all my information there, and then there's a link. It's like, okay, how did you do that? It's like word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
So
Wow.
that's one of the key aspects of the latest update is that you're going to be able to send your business card straight to a telephone number. So they don't have to download the app. They're going to have your information right there. And they're going to see, okay, Santiago Leon, he's into web development, he's into podcasting, he's into startups, and they'll have your contact information with no requirement to download the app or go to a website.
And when will that update be released?
So right now I'm pushing my developers, so we're on the last sprint. It should be 3 weeks completion, then about a week of development and testing. So we're hoping to have it the update in the App Store by the first week of December. So
First,
and that's
wow.
just one of the many features that we're adding. So the digital business card is there. We're also adding a group event, a group feature, and this was actually on a response of networking and meeting with a lot of people at networking groups. Because I mean, I know you might be a part of various entrepreneurial groups as well, where you all network, you all share contacts, you all refer each other, right? But you don't have a process. So we're like, okay, what if we had a process within word of mouth that makes it a lot easier for people to do that? So say, for example, you're a member of a Miami Made or Miami Networking or a Broward startup, and you have a group of 200, say even 1,000 people that you network with. You all are entrepreneurs, you all provide services. Okay, what if you had an easy way to see what everyone in that group does for the purpose of making or requesting referrals? And you'd be able to do that like your own little mini BNI, right? So that's a feature where we're launching the first stage of that in the next update. So you're going to be able to create a group of whoever people you do business with or you network with, and you'll all be able to see what each other in the group does and the key components of your skills and industry, and it makes it a lot easier for you to request and make referrals.
What did you learn during this whole process that you did not know when you first started?
Oh, everything. I mean, it's really hard to say, but I mean, there's so many things. But I mean, I think the key part is about understanding the problem, because I mean, I think one of the things that I've discovered that really makes a lot of companies that provide value to people successful is that they really, set out to resolve an issue. So, I mean, for me, I didn't originally intend to resolve the issue of referrals, but I mean, in attempting to understand that process and see the problems that were people having, I learned so much. So I mean, I got a better understanding of how people network, a better understanding of where people see value, and a better understanding of creating a product that would provide value to people. So I think that's what I learned that I wasn't informed to when I started.
And keep in mind, audience, that Ryan is not a tech guy. He was in like the insurance industry. So, I mean, getting into this world is quite different, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's interesting, actually. I mean, and I think that's one of the things where my perspective has changed, because I mean, it was funny, actually. I mean, when I thought about it was like, okay, the technology startup, right? So I mean, one of the issues you come across when you're working with Silicon Valley investors and boot camps, like, okay, are you a tech founder? I was like, no, I'm not a tech founder, but I mean, in some aspects, I do see myself as a technology founder. I'm just very low tech. So I mean, the purpose of technology, right, is really to provide value and solutions that make life easier for people. So I mean, while we're not doing that at the most sophisticated level, which is programming and development, we're doing it at a low tech level, which is just providing a standard process that makes it easier for people to connect.
Yeah, and trying to solve a problem. It's funny, not remembering. I remember Refresh Miami. There was an event that was probably 8, 9 years ago, and there was a group of guys from Gainesville. They were trying to do the same thing, but just for conferences. I don't know what happened to them, but it's something that it's a problem that I think that people are trying to figure out, like the whole business card. Maybe you'll have that problem solved. If there's probably couple people out there listening to this and they want to start a startup and they're, maybe hesitant or maybe they're eager. What would you tell them?
Okay, I mean, I think the best way to do it is actually do it, because I mean, from my experiences, just looking back, I mean, I go through, I'm a social media person like you, so I find that social media has actually been a diary for me of some sorts over the years. And but I was afraid. I mean, I had a good job, and I kept moving up. They kept giving me more money. I kept getting promoted, right? So I'm like, okay. I mean, as much as I like the idea of being an entrepreneur, it's very hard to walk away from this good salary. That's the challenge. But I mean, when I looked back at some of the ideas that I had in the past and I talked about on social media, I've seen companies that's been developed based on that. I was like, okay, you know what, Ryan? I mean, all this time you were talking about it, but you weren't doing it, so now you're actually doing it, right? So that's my opinion. I mean, I think that there is no more exhilarating experience than actually working on an idea that you want to work on.
Yeah, and that's the
Yeah,
thing
so I
with
mean,
execution.
if you have the idea, do it.
Yeah. It's funny how Gary Vee says, I mean, I tell you all my stuff because I know 98% of you won't execute on it, that won't start it. So you're definitely one of
I mean,
the small percentage of people that are executing an idea. And of course, it takes time. You had this idea in 2018. Look where you're at right now. You're working on 1.5
Oh, yeah.
and you're only getting started. And then you're talking to investors already. So that's something that is a step where I've heard people talking to investors. It's hard to get money. It's very challenging. But if you got things going, rolling, slowly but surely, things will happen. Who is your favorite entrepreneur?
Oh, my favorite entrepreneur. That's a great question. I think I have to. I mean, I think. I mean, this is probably a cliche answer, but I probably would have to give it to Steve Jobs. I mean, I'm really amazed. I mean, I just read his story again recently, and I mean, if you look at his journey through Apple and Pixar, and where he fell and came back, and really went through that process. I was like, okay, people like that you have to admire, who build great companies, provide great products that change the lives of people, and that's what I want to do as well.
If you do read business book, what is your favorite business book?
My favorite business blog. Okay, that's so. I don't do business blogs. So I mean, not a specific blog. So I read a lot of stuff on Medium. So with Medium, you're familiar with Medium, the app?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Medium.
So
Yeah,
they actually
they like the
provide full.
co-founder,
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
the main founder founded
Exactly.
Twitter.
So
So.
they. Yes. Yes. So they. Yeah. So they provide articles for all types of blogs. I have my favorite podcast as well. So I mean, of course, I'm going to add your subscription to my line of favorite podcasts. But
Thank you.
a podcast I do listen a lot. I like Success. This is how we built. How I built this. NPR Radio. A lot of that stuff. I think significantly. The pitch. But I mean, yeah, I do a lot of the blogs. Lean startup blogs, lean startup podcasts as well. So I do a lot more podcasts than I do blogs.
Yeah, which is interesting that you say that because, like Gary Vee says, audio is the future. I prefer listening to podcasts than reading the books. I mean, I read books, don't get me wrong. But podcasts or audio feels like there's just more flavor to it.
Oh,
We
yeah.
w w which we spoke about TechCrunch. TechCrunch is actually a great news site to talk about, to see startups or what's been invested. It's probably like the best
Yeah.
one.
Oh, TechCrunch. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I do follow TechCrunch. I do follow their blogs and their updates and their stuff on Twitter. So I do follow that, and I mean, it gives you an idea of what's popular and what's trending. But I mean,
Yeah.
it's I also try to stay focused because I mean, a lot of the strategies and opportunities that work in Silicon Valley don't necessarily work here. So
Yeah.
yeah, so I mean, but it's great. I mean, seeing all these new startups coming out and getting funded and taking off. So I mean, it really gives you an idea and the formula.
One more thing before we head out. Obviously, can you explain? Obviously, you go to a lot of networking meetings in Miami, especially technology. What have you seen so far with Miami Tech?
Oh no, I'm really excited about what's happening because I mean, one of the things that a lot of people have talked about is that I mean, Miami, I mean, we definitely know there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of wealth here, but it was in mostly real estate, entertainment, food and hospitality, not so much in tech, right? So I mean, going around to these networking events, I mean, one of the best parts of the experience is meeting with other founders who are working on their ideas, trying to develop great companies and find resolve problems that provide solutions for a lot of people. And I'm really excited about that. So I mean, I really don't have a previous idea of what the Miami Tech life was before the past 2 years when I started working on this. But from what I've heard from a lot of people who are in the industry and have been in the industry a lot of times, is that they're very excited about the growth. They're excited about the things that people are working on. And we do think there's a lot of opportunity for me, from some of the other founders I've met as well, for a possible next unicorn to come out of Miami within the next 2 years.
Yeah, definitely. The Miami tech scene has grown for the past, wow, 10 years. Well, I mean, when I first started, Refresh Miami was the only tech meeting in town, and there was about 50
And there's a
people.
lot now.
Yeah, there's a lot now. There's a lot of like Refresh Miami clones, I call it.
Oh
There's.
I mean, there's a lot of great networking events out there right now. I mean, what am I mean, so Refresh is one of the my favorites, definitely. I'm also like Tech Beach. I don't know if you've been to any of their events.
I've heard, yeah, I
It's
heard about it.
run out of Miami Beach. It's normally very well organized, great content. There's a lot of great events that are happening right now. So I mean, even right now in my network schedule, I normally do 2 to 3 events a week when possible. There's also 1 Million Cups, which just started a year ago. I think they had a session this morning where they have two startups twice. They have two startups present at Idea Center twice a month. So, I mean, I found that to be a great resource as well.
Ready for some random questions?
Sure.
What is your favorite Starbucks drink?
I like the matcha latte with no milk.
When's a good time
Well,
to
actually, with coconut milk, yes.
cooking the milk's good. Yeah, I forgot about that one ingredient. When's a good time to put up your Christmas tree?
I would say after Thanksgiving.
I agree. I think the Friday after. And what is the worst pet to have?
Worst pet? I think the worst pet was probably a donkey.
That's a good one. Wow. That came out of left field. I didn't see that happen.
I've seen people with a pet donkey. It's not a good pet.
Ryan, what is the best way to reach you and to find out more about word of mouth?
Okay, great. So, I mean, you can follow us on Instagram on word of mouth. That's how I get in touch with you, Santiago. So, I
True.
mean, I manage the account myself. That's a great way to reach contact. But the ideal best way to have all my information is actually to connect with me on word of mouth, because then not only would I be able to refer you to other people who might be interested in the services that you provide or requesting services that you provide, but you will also have all my contact information, all my social media handles, and direct access. So, I mean, that's the best way. But I mean, other than on word of mouth, the best way is Instagram.
Instagram, and the handle is what? Word of mouth? That's it?
Word of mouth, WERDAMOUTH, word of mouth.
There you have it. To find out about more about word of mouth, you go to Instagram or go to wordofmouth.com. You found out about this whole business exchange. I think it's very important because I think I've been seeing less people carrying business cards or they forgot, but I think Ryan might crack the
Yeah.
code on this one because it's just, I'm still a business card guy. I go to Vistaprint.com, spend five, 10 bucks. I can afford
Oh
it, you
yeah.
know? So, but.
Yes, and most people can, but I mean, do you really walk around with business cards, and are people going to keep your business cards?
That's the
So, I mean, one of
thing.
my best plugs that I've been putting at networking events is you're walking around, and it's like always at the end of the conversation, there's always at least two or three people. And I don't know if you've heard this before. We say, "Oh, I just ran out of business cards. I don't
That
have a
happened to me the
business
other
card
day.
with me." And I'll just tell them, I was like, "Ryan, I was like, word of mouth has a business card you can send by text. So it's in our next update. So download word of mouth right now." So, I mean, there's no excuse.
There's no excuse. I think word of mouth is something going there for sure. Go to wordofmouth.com for more information or Instagram.com/word of mouth. Ryan, any closing words?
No, I just want to thank you so much for this opportunity, Santiago. And I'll look forward to meeting and networking with you again. Thank you.
Exactly. And you can, if you go to any Miami Tech meeting or club, Ryan most likely will be there. There's an 80% chance he'll be there.
Yes, and in the word of mouth, sure, yes.
Yes, he always wears it. He wears it when he goes to bed.
I do.
Ryan,
I have several of them, though. We need to
yeah, I
pair it
know.
up. I don't
Yeah, I mean,
talk
you're
just
like
to
Mark
one.
Zuckerberg that wears like the oh, well, Steve Jobs wore like the same thing every day, so and also Mark Zuckerberg, but he did it because he wanted less problems. He wanted to stay focused on
It's
his.
one less decision. It's one less decision. I'm always in style.
Anyways, Ryan, I appreciate you coming on to the Miami Tech Update.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.